T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You are speaking out. You're doing the circuit right now because you want people to know what Jessica was going through after she had her surgery. Could you go into a little bit of detail about that?
Sure. Thanks again for having me, Jackie. And really, you know, to answer your question there, I mean, the main thing that myself and her family are trying to accomplish from speaking to various media outlets is, first and foremost, to raise some awareness and really shine a light on this procedure and this industry. Our other goal, and this is probably the biggest goal, is to hopefully help somebody from going through this, Jackie. This has been obviously a nightmare for me, our kids, our entire family. So if we can help somebody from going through something like this, that's, you know, a big goal of ours too. But I can tell you a little bit about what Jess went through. She had her procedure done October 11th of 2018. I would say within about 3 to maybe 4 days of having the procedure, she knew something was wrong. Jessica was experiencing what doctors were calling chronic dry eye, which I'm now finding through research is kind of a nice way of describing nerve damage. She was putting eye drops in her eyes every 5 minutes, literally could not function without having some sort of eye drop in her hand. When she'd put a drop in, her eyes were clear. She could see. And then within 5 minutes, the drops would dissipate. She was having vision fluctuations. She was having haziness, extreme sensitivity to light. Obviously, Jackie, you worked with Jess. You know how bright the lights are at the Fox 2 studio.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't do her job. She couldn't see. She had this done on a Thursday. She was scheduled to go back to work on Tuesday. She was told by the doctor that did the procedure that it would be a 5-day recovery at the most. And Jessica believed that, that it was going to be quick. It was going to be easy. She went back to work on a Tuesday following the procedure. She got home from work. She walked in. You knowing Jessica personally, Jackie, Jessica was not a crier.
No.
She was a tough woman. She was very, very strong. She walked into our house after being at work on Tuesday, and she literally burst into tears. I was in the kitchen. I was working from home that day, and I grabbed her, and I said, what's going on? How did it go? You know, you're back to work. And she said, Dan, I tried to drive to work this morning. And she, of course, has to leave for work before the sun comes up. And she couldn't see. She had no night vision. She was seeing just blurs coming off of headlights, which she was not aware was going to be, you know, a possible side effect or a possible outcome. That's when I finally looked at her and I said, you can't drive a car 75 miles an hour down the expressway to Southfield. I said, you've got to take some time off work. And she was devastated because she loved work. She loved all aspects of her life. She loved being a mom. She loved being a wife. She loved the balance that she had of being a working wife and a working mom. So she, you know, the biggest things that she fought was the fluctuations. She left behind a tremendous amount of information. She left behind 30 pages of suicide notes, 30 to 40 pages in a notebook that she was journaling in. She had made 8 to 9 video diaries on her phone that she was really using for her own well-being. She was trying to compare how her vision was functioning or feeling, you know, from day to day. And she was making these videos probably like once a week.
And it never got any better.
It really didn't. There were one thing that she stated in one of her videos is that she literally said in a video diary that she made, I don't know what I'm going to wake up to. She's like, my vision is different every day. The fluctuation was so extreme. She was definitely convinced that the vision was never going to correct. She went to multiple doctors. She went back to the refractive surgeon that did the procedure five or six follow-up visits in an 8-9 week period. She went to three or four other ophthalmologists. Everybody said the same thing. You know, there's nothing wrong. You know, you're essentially crazy. You know, you just need more time. You need more time. And what these doctors do is they're not forthcoming with really what they're going through. I mean, Jackie, your cornea has more nerves inside of it than any other part of your entire body. So they're slicing your eye open. There's, you know, blasting your eye with a laser. And I have to hand it to the industry, Jackie. They've done a great job of really positioning it this like you're getting a cavity filled. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think people think about the fact that these are your eyes. Jessica didn't think about that.
Well, and Jessica had the most beautiful eyes that I'd ever seen, for sure.
You're preaching to the choir, Jackie.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time I saw Jessica, I didn't even think she was a real human being when I walked past her. So, you know, I mean, obviously, she had a tremendous amount of guilt that she felt because she made this decision. This was an elective decision. The other thing that I'd like to kind of let, you know, the listeners know is Jessica was not a vain person. Jessica was incredibly humble. She could care less that she was on TV. Mm-hmm. She truly was just like kind of a nerdy girl. She loved the weather. She loved the science behind it. That's why she got into it. She didn't get into it to be flashy or be a big TV person. Half the time she got spotted, Jackie, she lied about who she was. No, I'm not Jessica. You know, I don't know what you're talking about. Because she just didn't want that attention. The reason she did this procedure is she thought about it for a number of years. Our daughter was probably 3 or 4 months old, and she woke up in the middle of the night, you know, 3 or 4 month old baby crying for a bottle. Some nights I would get up. Some nights Jessica would get up. Jessica got up in the middle of the night and didn't have her glasses on, didn't have her contacts on, and Jessica was essentially blind without glasses or contacts. She was negative 475 in each eye. So for people that don't know, she was, you know, essentially, like I said, blind with nothing on. She grabs our youngest daughter, Riley, and she's walking downstairs to get a bottle, and she misjudged our staircase. Our staircase is straight down. She thought she was at the bottom of the stairs, and she was 3 steps shy of the bottom of the stairs. She fell. She hit our newel post at the end of the banister. She almost dropped the baby. She woke up the next day. She had like scratched her entire side, and she looked at me and she's like, why am I doing this? You know, all these people get LASIK. It's, you know, it's supposed to be so safe and so easy. Why am I doing this? You know, and that's when she started really considering it. And it took her about another 3.5, you know, cause Riley's going to be almost 4 now. It took her about another 3.5 years to get to the point that she kind of mustered up the courage to do it, but she did it because she thought it was going to be easy because that's how the industry positions it.
Right.
And then when you go in for follow-up visits and tell them that you're having problems, I'm seeing it's pretty consistent with a lot of the refractive surgeons. They just don't seem to care. It's a huge money-making industry. It's anywhere between $3,000 to $5,000 to get your eyes done.
And it's risky. It's your eyes. How are you? And, you know, we've seen you and Jessica's mom, on the air, obviously on the TV stations and so forth. How are you moving forward from this point? And what would you like Jessica's legacy to be?
It's really day by day, Jackie. I mean, the shock that this, you know, sent through our family and just sent through Metro Detroit and the nation, it's just as shocking as what everybody thinks. There was, Jess had no underlying depression issues. She never took an antidepressant in her life, never was in therapy for anything. I really want everyone to be, you know, to kind of set the record straight that there wasn't any underlying issue that Jessica had. She had this procedure, and this procedure changed her, and it was like a switch was flipped. So for me, Jackie, it's day to day. Some days are better than others. There hasn't been a day that's passed that I haven't cried about it. I'm angry some days. I'm really sad other days. you know, I've gone through every stage of grief you can imagine. I'm trying to focus all my energy on my kids. We have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. Mm-hmm. They have no idea what happened. They're, you know, I'm 40 years old, Jackie, and I don't really understand death. I don't think any of us do. So for a 5 and a 3-year-old to understand it, they don't. They just think, unfortunately, they think just mom just disappeared. And well, they think heaven is a couple cities over from the town that we live in.
Well, Dan, you know, I just have to tell you on a personal level, you know, you two were just a phenomenal couple together. Jessica's extremely dry sense of humor. You complimented that with yours. Two of the funniest people that that my husband and I have ever known. We'll miss her. If there's ever anything you need, of course, you can reach out to us here at WWJ. And of course, to me personally, you know that. But I can't thank you enough for coming on the air with me today and at least describing a little bit of what you went through. It was not very long ago, and you must be going through a very difficult time. And we just can't thank you enough. And you're really giving Jessica just a huge honor by coming on the air and talking about this.
Thanks, Jackie. Yeah, like I said, I just hopefully people pause and do their research and just make sure they're doing the right thing and the best thing for them.
All right. Dan Rose, husband of Jessica Rose. Dan, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jackie.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.